I got this.
We're the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We got meat, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Jop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. The grilling guys will tell no lies and do some great things to chicken thighs. We at the grill, smoking up a rack. People come and say it's like crack. So when you see the grilling guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Check us out and have no doubt. The grilling guys are here to make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guys show. Get me out of here.
That was the Rappin' Barbecue Bob. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM each and every Saturday morning. Barbecue Bob has a new career ahead of him. If this whole manufacturer's rep gig doesn't work out, we got a rapping career for you, and I'm going to be his manager.
Yeah, holy cow. See that happening.
Yeah, what a great deal. Bob's had a little fun in his studio the last week putting that together, but, you know, I got to give him a big hell yeah for that, because that took a lot of time and energy to put that together, and you're going to hear that on a regular basis on this show. I just think it's all about what the grilling guys are. So welcome to the grilling guys second hour. We're back and we're happy to be here. It's Saturday morning, and fire up your grill. It's going to pump 60 degrees out there today. The clouds are going to break. Get out in your backyard and make it happen. We got a busy hour here. Chris Marks is going to be on the line with us. We're going to take you out to him and talk a little bit about spices, the science of spicing food. That's going to be kind of cool. We've got we're going to run around the web a little bit and take you to some places. We're going to talk a little bit about lamb recipes. We've got some grill charms. I think it's the ranks right up there with tofu, a grill charm, but we're going to tell you what they are. They're little indicators when you put in your steak before you cook it, so you know which ones you're cooking to which temperature. Give us a call on the studio lines, 800-785-1073. If you've got a favorite wine that you're drinking right now, because this is the last week of wine month in Michigan, and we're all about that. And then we're going to wrap up with a little session of man law, but right now, we're going to jet out to Chris Marks and talk a little bit of spices.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Bob, what's happening?
Man, I just don't talk to you enough, do I?
I know. Almost like a wife.
Thanks.
Oh, no, we don't talk to our wives a lot, right?
Well, thanks for not answering the way you normally do anyway. So
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks, dear.
So I know that you are on a little shopping trip this morning, and it's a pretty exciting place you're at. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing down there in Kansas City this morning?
Well, this is one of my only weekends off from doing classes throughout the country. But what I do is I go around and I investigate. And I always go down to a place in Kansas City at the Old River Market called Planter Seed Company. Planter Seed Company has been around about 125 years. And they specialize, other than seeds and plants and stuff like that, but they specialize in spices and extracts and all kinds of fun stuff to do to, you know, the marinades and just different kinds of things that you can really put together and make a great product with.
Now, if you can't, I want everybody to appreciate what's really going on here, because we're talking with Chris Marks, if you just tuned in. Chris is from The Good One. Chris is also the sole survivor of the famous barbecue competition team called Three Little Pigs, and it's your mom and dad's recipes that made all those rubs and sauces that
Absolutely.
Are so popular.
All these were made, and they were basically made from planters down here in Kansas City at the River Market.
So
my dad would come down here and basically pick up spices, and we'd mix them together, and, I mean, it just would just started from there.
That's pretty cool.
In the complete Three Little Pig, all the spices are all developed from the Planter Seed Company.
Now, people out in the Midwest might not understand exactly how big barbecue is in Kansas City. They think they do. But tell us, how many shops in Kansas City would sell rubs and spices?
Oh, how many shops in Kansas City sell rubs and spices? Well over 100. Well over 100.
Yeah.
With three or four dominating, and that's all they do.
And you
really sell spices and rubs.
And you're really about the size of Grand Rapids. So 100 shops. It's hard to fathom. And the biggest barbecue store you've got down there, how many square feet is it?
The biggest barbecue store we have is actually in Wichita, Kansas, and it's over 100,000 square foot now. We have one in Overland Park that's probably right around 65, and one that's just north of Kansas City, Backyard Bash. He's probably got close to 10,000 square foot of just barbecue stuff, and that's it, just barbecue.
The good news is you and I and Rob and everybody else at the Ace of Hearts team is bringing all that stuff out into the Midwest. You've hooked me up with a lot of great people, and now I'm paying you back by hooking you up with great people. But this whole barbecue thing, it's just like it's like a virus.
It's a virus. HPBA just actually, the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association, just released their numbers. And it's just phenomenal, the growth in barbecue. It's just unbelievable. It's just blowing up around the country.
It's blowing up?
Going back to Americana.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, it's Randy. I want to take you back to the Planters Seed and Spice Company. What are you doing down there? Wanted to have you enlighten our listeners a little bit about maybe a little bit of the science of spicing and when to put the spice on the meat, on the grill, and how heavy to put it on or how light, and maybe give some tips along that line. And you pick the meat, you pick the spice, but there's more technique than just shaking it on and throwing it on the grill, right?
And man, you hit that right on the nose. People just get so overwhelmed with spices. Just like you look at the density of a meat. You take a look at a baby back rib or a spare. You just don't coat it heavy with a rub because it'd dominate the flavor profile. Unlike a brisket or a butt where you're a lot heavier on it. But what you're going to do on that, you're going to build a pit flavor. You're going to build a bark on top of that. Whereas that rib, you're really looking more to build a flavor profile. So it's a softer type rubs. So, you know, when you look at your paprika bases, your brown sugar bases, you have all kinds of different bases you start with, and then you build from there. But it's all about what the people like. And if you like a really hot rub, you know, you use the cayennes, you use the chipotles. But there's so many great flavors out there, it's just unbelievable anymore.
So you're going to be in town. Of course, I'll probably see you before then, but maybe not. I don't know when we're doing our next gig, but I know you're coming in here May 7th to go out to Zager's. And, folks, if you were listening to us talk about the class on the last hour, this is the fella that's going to make you crazy good on your grill, on your smoker, even if you're just baking the stuff in your oven and cheating. This guy can give
Absolutely.
You some great tips. And then if you do get good enough at it, then you'll hopefully end up buying one of his good one smokers because this guy runs his keister off. Your wife is either lucky or unlucky. I'm not sure if she wants you out of the house as much as you are. My wife kind of appreciates me being gone.
Yeah, mine too.
Hey, except easy on guys. Mother's Day.
Yeah, easy, guys. It's Mother's Day. It's coming up. They might want you back a little bit, at least on one of those.
Yeah. But, no, she gave me a plane ticket for Mother's Day.
a one-way?
Yeah.
That's like two tickets to paradise there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Chris, you're going to be teaching butts and brisket when you're up here at Zager's on May the 7th.
Uh-huh.
And what if somebody wanted to play around a little bit, let's choose the brisket. That's a longer, slower cook. What kind of spices would you put on that?
Usually when I cook a brisket, I cook to what they call a Texas-type pit brisket. So I'm going to use a brown sugar base, and I'm going to use a lot of pepper. And I'm going to use white pepper, black pepper, and cayenne pepper. And that pepper just gives you that great crust across it, especially when you're slow smoke. You got to have the slow smoke to get the optimal flavors. So you use your brown sugar base, and you see now how I'm going to create that crust with that brown sugar. Then you throw in the pepper. Then I'll use a little powdered Worcestershire and a little citric acid in there. And I tell you what, you get a great, great flavoring and a great pit brisket. And, you know, this isn't the brisket that you're going to cook, you know, on a gas grill. This is a real pit brisket.
You're practically describing your Memphis rub.
Huh, you are. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Three Little Pigs Memphis, I think it's probably pulled ahead in my rankings. It's probably the rub. It's my go-to. It's my default. If I don't know what to put on something, I go Memphis.
That was one of the first rubs that my dad developed, and we've been extremely successful, not just on brisket, but pretty much on everything with that. It does have a strong flavor once you smell it, that you've got to actually try it on the beef. The other thing we do is we also, what we do, fine grind. We basically run it through another process where we grind it down finer so you don't have to worry about clumping. It also lays out a lot better on the product, whether it's a rib or whether it's a brisket, when it's a fine grind. It's almost more of a powder. Then you can use that powder to also break down into water and use it as a marinade, too.
You know, we've got a recipe. I'd like to keep you online while we talk about our next recipe. And this is something that I kind of concocted out of a culmination of different recipes so we didn't infringe on anybody's patents and copyrights. But it's kind of a blend that I like with lamb. I've added a little bit to it. And tell me where you might take it. Because, you know, it's so hard to go wrong with a nice piece of meat and just a few decent, delicate spices. There's so many wonderful profiles you can build.
Absolutely.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a nice medium-sized leg, and I'm going to rub it with olive oil. I'm going to make up a mixture of thyme, garlic powder, red pepper, and Lowry's salt, which I really like using. And I'm going to rub it with that, and I'm going to wrap it for at least an overnight.
Yep.
The next morning.
I'd also, Bob, probably toss a little rosemary in there.
Did I not say rosemary?
No.
Yeah, I missed it. It's after the vinegar. I've got rosemary on there.
Okay.
She struggles with that. No. Anyway, I'm going to probably try and find some wild thyme and get the twigs if I can and throw those twigs down for a bed, especially if I'm using like a Weber kettle, if I'm not fortunate yep. enough to have a good one. Let's say the average person out there who's still using their same old, it's a Weber kettle. And it's a great piece for an all-around little $200 bucket.
Absolutely.
You know, partition your charcoals, do an indirect deal, throw a bunch of thyme twigs down, maybe rosemary twigs if you can't find thyme, basil, I don't care what you put down there, but put your herb down there to buffet that. And then
when you say put it down there, Bob, are you setting it on the grill?
Yep, set it on the grate so that your meat is actually getting infused with the heat.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make up a baste with Lowry's, thyme, rosemary, garlic, maybe a little onion powder I like in there. And I'm going to take that baste, and I'm just going to keep basting that thing, especially, again, if I'm on a kettle or something that's going to dry the meat out. I'm going to want to make sure and baste that thing every 15 minutes.
You're going to want to seal, and you'll seal with your baste on a kettle because you'll be burning fast.
Right. That's why I'm going to lay that bed of thyme down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else would
you
do, Chris? Chris Marks, we're talking to Chris Marks here. We don't have much longer, but we sure appreciate you calling in from Kansas City. And what else would you do to that basting? Where am I?
Well, one thing I always pay a lot of attention to on a leg, especially leg of lamb, is make sure you strip all those glands out of there. Because what you have to do is those glands, if you have a tendency to pick up a bitter piece, that's usually coming from the glands. You should have about 6 glands in that leg.
Okay.
You might want to try and strip those out. If not, what you want to do is really make sure that you cook it almost to a medium, and it will dissolve a lot of that out.
Okay. Now, I hear trains in the background. Are your stockyards pretty busy right now?
Oh, man, it's a hopping down here. I tell you, it's only, you say it's 60 there. I tell you right now, Bob, I bet it's 55 degrees down here in Chile.
Now, when you're riding downtown Kansas City, do you ride in on your horse, or is it just Rob Russell that does that?
No, it's just Rob. I ride in on a wagon. He has a horse on the wagon.
Yeah, well, Chris, you're a full-figured guy, and I know the size of horse it'd take to haul him because I'm about the same. So a wagon's probably better. But, hey, we got to shove off. So thanks for your time.
Hey, man, I appreciate it,
guys. All right. That was Chris Marks on from Kansas City, our world champion barbecuer. Took some time to share some of his secrets with you. If you just stick with us, we're 107.3 BBL. We're the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.